One of the many stars of today. So Steve Redgrave is here.
I get nervous about some things. I'm probably nervous about getting the boat. It's been a while since I've went rowing. We've got a spare torch, a fire extinguisher with us in the boat, and a security guard.
Let's just big up the PR people from Woking and Borough Council who pulled a blinder with the most massive banner thing on the side of the Berkshire side of the river here. So when you get the images later on of Sir Steve Redgrave carrying the torch from the boat into Leander Club, what you're going to see behind him, he's a huge welcome to the Woking and Borough side. And whoever's in charge of PR there, you've done a grand job.
Fifi is also very, very excited. I think she might have eaten a breakfast full of sugar this morning. Yeah, very excited, as you can
One of the young rowers charged with rowing Sir Steve along the Thames here in Henley is Maddie Wynne-Jones. Hi, Maddie. Are you nervous?
Definitely. Of course I'm nervous. I'm rowing with Steve Redgrave.
Sarah Winkless is here.
July the 10th, it's going to be the best day of the torch relay.
I mean, it does feel that way, doesn't it? The crowds are gathered, people have got their brollies up at the moment, but hopefully it'll dry up before too long. Actually, you're not carrying it here with Steve Redgrave. You're doing your stuff at Dorney Lake at the Real Olympic Rowing Venue Lake.
I'm going to try and zoom over to Dorney, and yes, I'm going to be in a boat also. Not quite sure how it's going to work, because the KISS, as they're calling it, is going to be in the middle of the lake.
Here at Leander Club, what you're about to hear is the splash of the 8 boat as it goes into the River Thames. This is the boat that's going to carry the Olympic flame. The yellow boat, exactly the kind of boat that you see, you'll be very familiar with from the boat race, is there in the water now awaiting its crew. The stage is set here in Henley for the arrival of the Olympic torch.
At the moment, what's coming through is the convoy, which is all the sponsors, floats and buses. It's pretty loud and they're really hyping up the crowd. I don't think the crowd here needed much more excitement and encouragement, really. We have a torch. The police convoy has come through high-fiving children from Nettlebed School, and I can now see the torchbearer, Will Travis, who's 12 years old, making his way down with the torch. He's really making the most of it. I saw him just go and greet some of the children from Nettlebed School.
I am standing right beside the Olympic torch with the first bearer in our area. There were huge cheers as Margaret got off the bus. Flotillas just went past. They were all shouting your name.
And coming past me right now here in Henley-on-Thames, the last little bit of the Olympic torch passing right next to us here where we're standing on the banks of the Thames, on the Oxfordshire side of the bank. There is the torch as it makes its way up the little incline towards Henley Bridge. It's going to keep going as though it's travelling down towards Reading.
Just approaching the bridge now, Andrew. You'll see him very shortly. The crowds are waving. They're leaning out of balconies. A whole armada of boats.